The years of La Bella Vita, or the good life in Italy, may soon just be a fond memory of the past. A report conducted by the National Institute of Statistics definitely paints a grim picture of the country, and especially of the situation faced by women and youth. 532,000 jobs were lost between 2009 and 2010, with 501,000 of them belonging to those under 30. Nearly 1 million women lost or quit their jobs as a result of pregnancy or family reasons, and to make matters worse, he says, 15 million Italians are now on the brink of poverty.
Many Italians are using their savings to buy food or necessities, never mind paying rent or their mortgage. In just one bank we speak to, 60,000 people are on the verge of losing their homes because they cannot longer afford them. That's 60,000 families who risk being without a home soon, and that's the case for just one bank. Imagine all the others.
Besides the financial difficulties, the report reveals important social discrepancies as well. Over 2 million youth are considered a generation on hold, as they are neither in education, employment, or training. They make up nearly one-fourth of all Italians aged under 30, 22% of the population, a number which is double the European average. Now, women, families, and the unemployed are all targets of a government plan to offer more support.
Although we knew about these trends way before the study was released, it is time to take action, and that's what we're doing. We'll be adopting a development decree that will focus on employment, investments for businesses, and also incentive programs aimed at women, the unemployed, and not only youth or graduates, but also those over 50 years old who often have more difficulty reinserting themselves in the market.
The plan could potentially steer the country away from a decade-long gross domestic product average low of 0.2% compared to an average of 1.3% for the rest of the European Union between 2001 and 2010. While many countries finally start to see some light at the end of the tunnel, it's looking like the effects of the global financial crisis are far from over in Italy. Families, women, and youth are those who have been hit the hardest. It is now time to empower these groups and tap into the country's many resources to accelerate growth. Christine Legault, Press TV, Rome.